Thanks for listening to this highlight from Connecting Faith. To hear the entire broadcast or to hear more highlights from our recent shows, you can go to the Connecting Faith show page at myfaithradio.com.
This weekend, much of America thinks about football, but for thousands of men across the country, the emphasis on Saturday will be on tackling the battle for godly, courageous living and learning what it means to be a man from expert teachers and coaches. Here's a highlight from Connecting Faith. I'm Ryan Thomas. Bob Lapine from Family Life Today joined us to talk about Stepping Up Saturday and what a biblical approach to manhood looks like. Bob reflected on what it truly means to be a man of God.
And I do think that we're missing some of that in our culture today. There are a lot of, as you said, a lot of young men growing up without dads. And I think it leaves guys with a deficit when it comes to this whole character issue in the life of a young man to know there's something admirable. There's something that we really long to be as men, not barbarians, but men who have some nobility associated with manhood and with living that out as Christians in particular, because our model of manhood is not a culturally defined model of manhood. It's a biblically defined model of manhood. And so we find passages like 1 Corinthians chapter 16, verses 13 and 14, where it says, be on the alert, stand firm in the faith, act like men, be strong. And then it says, let all that you do be done in love. I mean, that's a good summary of what manhood should look and smell and feel and taste and be like in the life of a guy. And there's nobility associated with that. There is a lot of honor that I think is tied to that. When we were shooting the video for the Stepping Up material, one of the places we went was to the Tomb of the Unknown Soldier in Arlington Cemetery. And you know, Neil, that the guys who march at the tomb, they do their hour duty where they're out protecting this sacred site on the grounds of the Arlington National Cemetery. And these guys walk the mat out in front of the tomb, and they do it with precision. Their uniform is impeccable. Their marching cadence is measured and is perfect. And they do it no matter what. These are guys who marched in the middle of Hurricane Sandy when it was blowing through Washington, D.C. So with the wind and the rain, the order came to the men. They said, you may stand down because of the weather. And these soldiers said, we will not stand down. We're not going to leave our post. And you could say, well, all they're doing is marching in front of a tomb, and there's not even a body in the tomb. But these guys have such a sense of responsibility and honor and caring for the legacy and the memory of their fallen brothers and sisters in battle, that they walk the mat no matter what, even when it's freezing outside.